The state has pushed low-level felony offenders back to county jails to serve their sentences. Is the system working, and is funding sufficient?
That's a challenge because part of the measures to return low-level offenders, it's been a two-edged sword. When the low-level offender stays in their local community, that they're more likely, if they have it, to receive support from their family, visitations, contact those that care for them, and that has a great positive effect on them not returning to the system. It being a two-edged sword, it also means it taxes the resources. So we are seeing conversations ongoing about maybe some regional jail facilities for local counties participate in. I think there's some challenges there in terms of cooperation and sharing, again, of resources. A lot of counties have begun exploring expansion of the jails. But in doing so, I know Bartholomew County obviously made some great strides in providing for some drug treatment along the way, as we recognize that's a big problem in our local jails for lower-level offenders. Johnson County is exploring that as well, and we can it puts more skin in the game for local prosecutors and for local law enforcement as well. If we're just not always passing the problem off for someone else to pay for, we're a little more careful with how we think about alternative sentencing and focusing on services that will prevent that individual from reoffending.